Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton Highlands Village Day brings community together for 49th year, by Annalise Vito. Pony rides, inflatable attractions, local vendors, environmental advocates, and eager residents filled Lincoln Street on Sunday, June 14th, as Newton Highlands Village Day returned for its 49th year, bringing together businesses, organizations, and families from across the city. Organized by the Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council, the annual event transformed the village center into a pedestrian-friendly gathering space, featuring live entertainment, community organizations, food vendors, children's activities, and local businesses. For Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council President Jeremy Freudberg, the event's success can be measured in a simple way. Just walking down the middle of the street and seeing all the smiling faces, Freudberg said, it's great to create a pleasant pedestrian experience where people can explore the village, learn more about our local shops, and discover things they may not have noticed before. Freudberg said, Village Day has been a cornerstone community event since the council's founding in 1974. We're an official city group dedicated to enhancing life in the Highlands, he said. We host community events, hold monthly meetings, and work to bring neighbors together. Our hope for Village Day is that people come out, have a good time, connect with their neighbors, support local businesses, and enjoy the park and everything the village has to offer. Among the organizations participating was Green Newton, which was promoting environmental awareness and recruiting new members. Volunteers distributed pollinator seed packets, stickers, and information about local sustainability initiatives. Village Day gives us an opportunity to introduce ourselves to the community and connect with people who care about environmental issues, said Marcia Cooper, Green Newton's Chair of Public Affairs. Through our website and newsletter, residents can learn about practical steps they can take to live more sustainably and get involved in local environmental initiatives. The event also provided valuable exposure for small businesses. Kim Biddings, founder of the Tiny Loaf Company in West Roxbury, said community events are an important way for small businesses to build relationships and expand their customer base. It's all about getting Tiny Loaf out into the community, Biddings said. Events like this help create local connections, but they're also great for brand awareness. For younger attendees, however, the day was simply about having fun. Children lined up for free pony rides at Hyde Playground, an attraction Village Day has offered for the second consecutive year, while others enjoyed inflatables, games, and treats from local vendors. I loved jumping on the inflatables and just hanging out with my friends, said Hadley Hendrickson, 12, a Brown Middle School student. Today was a blast. While thousands of visitors experience Village Day in a single afternoon, Freudberg said planning begins almost immediately after the previous year's event ends. We typically spend almost a full year planning, he said. Pretty much right after the previous Village Day, we take a short break and then get right back to work. The process includes coordinating vendors, recruiting new organizations, and navigating city permitting requirements. Even as a city-affiliated group, we still have to go through the same permitting process as everyone else, Freudberg said. There's a lot of paperwork and coordination involved. Despite those challenges, the turnout on Sunday demonstrated why organizers continue investing months of work into the annual tradition. From longtime residents reconnecting with neighbors to local businesses reaching new customers, Village Day once again showcased the strong sense of community that defines Newton Highlands. Annalise Vito is a 2026 graduate of Newton North High School, former co-editor-in-chief of The Newtonite, and a Fig City News student intern. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.